I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A new study... I'll just let The World's Alex Galifian take over from here.
Yawning is contagious among people. We all know that. We also know that yawning is often contagious among other primates. But a new set of experiments suggests that the yawning mechanism can bridge the yawning gap between species, specifically between humans and dogs.
My dog is a very clever Labrador.
I bet all dog owners say things like that.
I thought, well, I'll yawn in front of the dog, and the dog immediately yawned.
A good result, then, for Ramiro Holy Mascaroni, the owner of the Labrador in question, one Brenda. Holy Mascaroni is a psychologist at London University's Birkbeck College and a member of the team that carried out the yawn research.
It surprised me because it was so instantaneous. I thought it couldn't have been by chance.
Since scientists can't leave things like this to chance at all, the team at Birkbeck tested more dogs, 29 of them to be precise. The dogs were exposed to the yawns of strangers. Good album title, that, The Yawns of Strangers. Anyway, almost three-quarters of the dogs yawned contagiously. Still, Holy Mascaroni and his team aren't exactly sure what this dog-human yawn interaction means.
We have some tentative arguments. We cannot be really certain yet. I've wrote this study with Dr. Tsuchi Senchu, who has been researching on autistic children. And autistic children lack the capacity to yawn contagiously. There are some theories that this lack of empathy is related to this issue of contagious yawning.
In other words, if dogs respond to human yawns with yawns of their own, there's a chance they're displaying a rudimentary form of empathy. That said, yawns don't necessarily mean the same thing to dogs as they do to humans. A dog could be also signalling stress with a yawn, could be trying to calm another dog. It's probably not wishing it didn't have to get up so early in the morning. I'm certain of at least one thing, though. If a yawn strikes, don't even think about fighting it.
Turn off your mind, relax and float downstream.
John Lennon knew what he was talking about. But letting go, staring blankly into space, that kind of thing tends to get frowned upon in our culture. Don't idle about, do something. So, in a pleasing result for the idlers among us, another recent study suggests that allowing yourself a period of boredom, falling into a kind of disconnected trance, moments like this are actually useful. Researchers on both sides of the Atlantic argue that boredom can act as an information filter, as a means of promoting a different view of the world. Even Samuel Johnson, one of the greatest thinkers of the 18th century, wrote that every man is, or hopes to be, an idler. So enjoy a good yawn, put on an old record, and let your mind go. For The World, I'm Alex Galifian.